Justin Fluke joined by Kurt Heisler to talk Colton Wildcat girls basketball. And the Lady Cats are peaking. They've won three in a row for their last five heading into the postseason. And a couple wins against Riverside on Saturday and Monday. A win against Perry LeCompton on Tuesday earlier this week. The only loss came to Nemaw Central last Friday. But, Coach, overall, I guess, just kind of a quick snapshot would seem like your team playing better basketball, doing a lot of little things better that's resulting in some better games here and more wins, right?
Yeah, for sure. Four games in a five-day stretch. It's been a challenging mental and physical grind for our team, and very proud of the way they've battled through this stretch. You know, we haven't seen Riverside all season, and then we play them twice in 48 hours, and you know, and then we go on the road last night against Perry LeCompton, and their senior night, and a very hungry team that's a big, strong team, and we found a way to get a win on the road last night. Really difficult, almost a sub-state feel type of basketball game. So really proud of the way our girls have been playing recently.
I know I mentioned Lindsay Wisdom in the show last week, but, I mean, she continues to be kind of an X factor, at least in terms of looking at the box score and seeing the additional points that she's given you that you weren't really getting, that you were kind of searching for in that first half of the season.
Yeah, for sure. She's brought a piece to our offense that we've been looking for, and I think we've found some things. And what she does is she allows the rest of the team to kind of play off of her, and I think it's maybe causing some problems for other teams in how they're going to guard us and decisions they have to make and how they're going to defend all five players on the floor for us. And not only is she scoring the ball, she's rebounding it well, and she sees the floor and passes it real well too. So it's definitely been a lift for our team with her, and I think everyone else is feeding off that, and we're all playing better, especially on the defensive end.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that because, I mean, I feel like with her scoring now, teams are going to look for that, prepare for that, and the idea now is that that is probably going to open up some more opportunities for some of the other players, and even for Sadie, as maybe she doesn't get quite as much focus on her from the defense as she's been a key for your opponents to try to lock down all season long. Do you feel like that's the case, that it should open up some other opportunities here?
Yeah, we'd like to believe so. We've talked with our team all season and continue to work on everyone finding their role and being productive and finding ways to contribute on offense. And it may not always be scoring, but it may be moving the ball or setting a good screen or getting an offensive rebound, different little things that help us be successful. And I think with more experience with this team playing varsity basketball and finding the chemistry that we have on the floor, we're seeing results on the offensive end. And one of the things last night in the game, it really wasn't so much our offense, it was our defense in the fourth quarter that really won the ball game for us. And we've reminded them over and over about that also, that defense first will feed your offense. And I feel like the last week or two we've been really doing a good job with that.
Yeah, you finished the game last night with like a 13-6 fourth quarter to get that win against Perry. And in the process of putting together some more wins, Coach, you improved your seed. So you're up to the number three seed now in 4A Substate, which means a first-round game at Atchison. But this looks pretty intriguing and has to have the girls pretty optimistic and excited about the opportunity now in Substate next week.
Yeah, we are excited. Our girls are very excited. I wish people could have seen the locker room after the game last night. They're a hungry basketball team. We're going to take a little bit of time here today and kind of relax our minds and our bodies and then get refocused starting tomorrow in preparation for Atchison. And I think our girls are really going to go attack this sub-state. It's going to be a difficult challenge for sure, but it's there for us if we can continue to keep improving over the next week or two.
Well, definitely on the right track and playing your best ball here at the perfect time towards the end of the season. Best of luck in Substate next week, Coach. As always, thanks for your time.
I appreciate it, Justin. Thank you.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Lady Cats. We'll talk Colton boys basketball after this timeout.